Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
I'm Ron.
And I'm Jean Marie.
Collectively, we're the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we are speaking again with Craig Lewis.
Craig joined us a few years ago and discussed Munchausen's by proxy and is returning today to tell us what impact COVID has had on his life. Welcome back to the show, Craig.
How you doing, Craig?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. It's a blessing to be with you all. I'm glad we're all here today.
Great. Thank you. Craig, thank you for taking the time to talk with us today. Could you tell us what you did? Did you end up getting COVID? And if you did, how did it affect you?
I've never had it. And I've basically lived in a small mountain town in the south of Mexico the past 2.5 years. And I just live day in, day out. So I don't believe I got sick because I'm just fine.
Okay, so you're very isolated in that area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you had mentioned Mexico the last time we spoke with you. You were there. Are you still living south of the border now?
I absolutely am. And it's a much better situation for me than it would be if I was in the United States. So I'm very happy here, to be quite honest with you.
Okay, good. Good. Has anybody that you know or anybody that you've come in contact with had COVID?
Yes, many people outside of here that I know in other parts of Mexico.
Okay.
And I do know some people here who I do know that some people passed away as well.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. Craig, what about vaccines? Were you able to get vaccinated? And what are your thoughts about the vaccine?
My thoughts are that each person has to make a decision for themselves based on their own situation. So that's my answer for the entire question.
Okay, thank you.
And what's been the most difficult part about the pandemic? I mean, have you been able to get supplies where you are, or were there supply delays because of the pandemic?
Most of the food in my town is grown nearby.
Oh, okay.
And we have not had any shortages of much of anything.
Okay.
And the hardest part, is that I was already lonely, or feeling lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And part of my ways of not feeling lonely is by traveling and going places.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of got stuck.
Sure.
But at the same time, I was isolated somewhere where I was really forced to become part of a community,
mm-hmm.
like a new community, a community that I had chosen to be part of, but it forced me to integrate in a very different way.
Okay.
That resulted in a lot of really nice things happening. So although it's been hard for me, of course, if I'm fairly certain I had a pretty good experience, and I will continue. I live life to the fullest, and I'll continue to do that. And I hope everyone else and around me and everyone else in the world will be able to do the same.
Good answer,
yeah,
Craig.
Great.
Craig, is it difficult for you to seek out medical care when you get sick because of the history that you had with your parents?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I like that you asked it. My answer to the second half of the question is yes.
Okay.
It's very difficult for me to get or seek out help
mm-hmm.
for reasons.
Right.
The first part, it's not difficult. It's just dysfunctional
mm-hmm.
for everybody here, especially dysfunctional for someone who's from somewhere else
okay.
and who doesn't speak the language. I will say that I had a bacterial infection over the summer that lasted 4 months.
Ooh.
And I came close to being, the doctor said I was like 50% to death.
Ooh.
And so over the of 50 local health center,
mm-hmm.
like consecutively, every day I went and I received treatment on this abscess that became infected. And I had injections and antibiotics after antibiotics, and ultimately I had to have surgery to remove
okay.
this
toxic part of the cyst that was still under my skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I did all of that with barely speaking the language.
Mm-hmm.
And they took care of me. And when they realized I wasn't a tourist, when they realized my story, when they realized I was a refugee,
mm-hmm.
and then they looked me up and you know they can find me. They treated me like solid gold. I barely paid a penny for anything. And they saved my life. So okay. as much as it was difficult, the public health system here took care of me, no questions asked, and saved my life.
Okay. Once again, like good. You were saying, like you're part of that community. That's
important.
Great.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's when someone is speaking with you and they start to understand you and they see these words to you, they say, "Eres Mexicano," which is a question, meaning, or it's like a question, but it's also a statement.
Yeah.
They're saying, "Oh, you're a Mexican," or "You're a Mexican." So even though I'm from the United States and I don't really speak the language here properly, they recognized via my character and how I was like relating with them and my comfort level and my love of this place and my love of these people. They recognized it was the natural fit for me exactly as such.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's actually going to lead me into my next question. You obviously seem to really like it there. Do you plan on staying there, especially after the pandemic that we're in? Once it's finally behind us, do you plan on staying where you're at?
Or are you going to continue your travels?
I will absolutely stay here to live. I feel like this is home for me. I like Mexico. I like it. It's a very difficult and troublesome country with lots of issues, but it's also, for me, it saved my life, and I know when I know where I belong. So I certainly don't want to live in the United States, and we'll see how the world deals with things going forward, and then I'll reassess my options. That's what's going to happen. I definitely will travel the world if I'm able to, but for now, I'm pretty safe and sound.
Okay, great.
So basically, that's your home.
This, well, you know, your home is in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I feel like my heart, I think that's the answer.
Okay.
That's nice. No, that's great.
Yeah.
That's good. I want to thank you for joining our show today. How can our listeners find out more about you and your story and anything you want to share?
Well, I want to thank the three of you for having me today on your podcast for the second time. I'm glad you're all here with us. I'm glad you survived. And I apologize that I was late to the interview. So that's why this
is okay.
Short, everybody. But sometimes short is sweet, right?
Right.
Something like that. So
right.
I think it's actually perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you for including me and for caring about me and for loving me. And yeah, absolutely. Please. Check out my brand new website, which is still under construction.
Okay.
It's sanityisafulltimejob.org, which is one word. Sanityisafulltimejob.org. You can click on tabs. You can click on the gallery tab. You'll see flyers for events I've given around the world. You can click on the media tab. You'll see lots of interviews, and I'll add this one as well. And if you click on the shop tab, you'll see all the things I sell, which is how I make a living now. I sell things online to people around the world. And at that tab, at the shop tab, you'll find my brand new book, The Craig Lewis Guide to Surviving the Impossible, and other books and t-shirts and all sorts of cool things. And yeah, that's how I do it. It works. Excellent. And I'm grateful.
That's great.
Yeah, just pulled it up now. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. One day at a time, right? One day at a time.
And,
yes.
We're really glad that you found a community. Oh, go ahead.
No. Anybody who listens to this podcast, who contacts me and says, "I heard this interview on the podcastdx.com podcast," will receive a 15% discount on everything on my website. All you have to do is send me a message, an email. You can email me at survivingtheimpossible@gmail.com. That's survivingtheimpossible@gmail.com, and just say, "Hey, I heard your interview, and I would like my 50% off discount, and I'll send you the code."
Fantastic. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Very nice of you. Very nice.
And it'll be great to, I know one of my favorite cartoons is with for an interview you did, and it shows you as the punk rocker being talking to a counselor, and it's a great image. So I hope that one's on there, yeah. Media stuff. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. I'm really happy that you found your community and you're happy there. And we'll check back with you again later.
Yeah.
Or soon.
Definitely. Thank you so much for everything. God bless you all. And I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you, Greg.
Great. Take care.
If our listeners have any questions or comments related to today's show, they can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com, through our website, podcastdx.com. On Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, or TikTok.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard in this podcast.
Till next week.